Welcome to A-Plus English, everybody. I'm Clayton.
And I am Virginia.
So today we've got a really great show for you. We're going to be talking about something to do with... it's that thing.
Clayton, it's memory. We're going to talk about memory.
Oh, yeah, right. Going to talk about memory, how to remember things.
You really have a bad memory. How could you even forget the topic of the show?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't sleep enough. I'm tired. My brain isn't awake, okay?
Okay. 你们是不是跟 Clayton 一样啊？就是常常忘东忘西的，记忆力很差。如果是的话，今天你们有福了，因为我们今天要讨论的就是如何增进你的记忆力。
Okay, everybody. Let's have a look at today's reading.
Exercise your brain. Reading A.
Having problems finding your keys? It's natural to forget, but there are many ways to improve your memory. Standing on your head brings more blood to your brain. Doing puzzles also helps it get going. Eating right is important too. Fruits, like apples,are rich in vitamins. They can keep your brain healthy. Even drinking tea may help you memorize better.
Wow, I never knew there were so many ways to improve your memory.
And I never knew that food could help your memory. Well, Clayton,Do you remember what the first sentence says?
Actually, I don't need to remember it because I wrote it down.
Yeah, why memorize something when you can write it down?
Right. So the first sentence says, having problems finding your keys. Now this sentence is actually a little different.
What do you mean by different?
Well, I mean thatWhen we want to say the whole sentence, we should say, Are you having problems finding your keys? But sometimes when we're speaking casually, we can take the are you off of the beginning of the sentence.
原来是这样子的。平常我们都会说 Are you having problems finding your keys? 这是完整的句子。可是有时候啊，我们会用比较省略的句子，像是把 Are you 省略掉，直接问说 Having problems finding your keys? 就直接问对方说是否有找不到钥匙的困扰。
Right. So we could say going home instead of Are you going home?
Right. Oh,I remember the second sentence. It's natural to forget.
Right. And natural means something that your body will do without you trying to do it. So, for example, it's natural to feel tired after a long day.
Natural 呢是形容词自然的意思。所以呢忘东忘西啊是非常自然的。
But even though it's natural to forget, there are some things we can do to improve our memory.
这里说到 to improve. Improve 呢是动词进步啊改善的意思。那它的名词就是 improvement. Improvement. So how can we improve our memory?
Well, one thing that we can do is puzzles. Now, puzzles...are some kind of games or questions, and they're fun to solve. It's fun to find the answer. So there are all kinds of puzzles we can do, and it will help improve our memory.
Puzzle 啊有两个解释，一个呢就是拼图，另外一个就是迷惑啊迷惘的意思。那在文章里我们是用拼图，所以呢玩拼图啊这些文字游戏啊可以增进你的记忆力。
Yeah, I remember doing puzzles, those kind where you put the pieces together. My family really likes doing those at Christmas time. But there's something else here. I think it's kind of weird, don't you?
Yeah, By standing upside down?
Yeah, standing on your head can improve your memory. Now, when you stand on your head, that means you put your head on the floor and your feet up in the air. And how it works is that standing on your head will bring more blood to your brain. And of course, your brain is where you think, and blood has all kinds of good stuff in it. Water, vitamins, oxygen, these are all things that can make your brain healthier.
啊，原来是 Clayton 说到啊，就是其实倒立啊，非常有助于增进你的记忆力。因为当我们倒立的时候啊，我们的血都会冲到我们的脑里面去，而在我们的血液 blood 里面呢，就是有非常丰富的 oxygen。oxygen 是氧气，那当然还有水啊、维他命啊这些物质，它都是可以让我们就是改善我们的记忆力啊，让我们的脑维持一定的状态。But those vitamins need to come from somewhere.
Right. Well, they come from fresh fruits and vegetables because fruits and vegetables are rich in vitamins. Now, when something is rich in something, that just means it has a lot of that thing in it. So, for example, Greece is a very old country. So we can say Greece is rich in history.
这里说到 be rich in 是丰富富有的意思，所以当 Clayton 说 Greece is an old country, it's rich in history, 这里就解释说希腊是一个很古老的国家，它拥有非常丰富啊悠久的历史。不过如果我们今天是说 someone is rich, 这时候我们是指这个人非常有钱，所以不要用错了哦。 OK, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Exercise your brain. Reading B.
Besides training your brain, there are some great memory tricks. The easiest way is to say something 3 times in a row. Repeating something always helps you remember it. Or just make a song of what you want to remember.Music helps your memory work better. If you're better at drawing, you can also make pictures to remember.
So, Clayton, let me test your memory.
Okay.
What did we just learn in reading B?
Something about eating healthy food.
No, that was in reading A.
Oh, doing brain stretches, like my 8th grade math teacher taught me.
It's memory tricks, Clayton.
Oh, right. Memory tricks.
That's a good idea. Saying something 3 times in a row will help you remember.
Right.And in a row just means in a line. Like in a classroom, the desks are in a row, like this, and the next one, and the next one. But in a row in this way means one after the other in time. So you do something, and then you do it again without taking a break.
In a row 有两个意思，像我们说的 desks,are in a row, 就是说桌椅啊排成一排一排的。但是我们这里说 3 times in a row, 就是说连续重复三次。所以这里的 in a row 是说连续重复的意思。
For example, my washing machine broke, so I wore the same clothes 3 days in a row.
Ew, that's dirty!
What could I do? I had no clean clothes.
Well, you could remember to fix your washing machine.
Oh, right. We're talking about fixing my bad memory. So the second trick for remembering something is to make a song out of it.
Right, like the ABC song.
Yeah, the ABC song, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, once there was a very smart teacher who took the song, the music from the song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and then put the alphabet with it. And now it's easier for children who study English to remember the song because they have the music to help them.
Clayton 解释到 ABC 这首歌的由来啊，就曾经有一个非常聪明的英文老师，他拿 Twinkle Twinkle Little Star 就小星星这首歌的曲子，然后呢加进 ABCD 这些字母，然后呢做成一首歌，这样就可以帮助小朋友啊透过唱歌然后来记住 ABCD 这些字母。
Right, so music helps your memory work better. Now work hereDoesn't mean your job, it just means do something.
Now work, 它本身是动词咯，也是名词。当动词使用的时候，就是运作的意思。那如果它是名词的时候，就指你的工作啊，你的事业。那在这里呢 ，Clayton 说的是，就是当动词使用，当运作的意思。
So for example, Chris dropped his cell phone many times.Now, it doesn't work very well.
Right, okay, what was the last memory trick?
Well, there's another memory trick, and that's drawing pictures to help you remember. Our brains can remember pictures quite well. So, if you draw a picture on the paper, or if you just imagine something in your mind, it's easier to remember that thing.
最后啊，我们要跟大家介绍的是如何用图画来增进你的记忆力。因为通常啊，图片啊会比文字啊或者是数字更容易让我们印象深刻。不过如果你觉得你不会画画也没有关系，因为你可以在脑中啊想象一个图画或者是一个影像，这样也可以帮助你记忆。So Clayton, do you want to give an example?
Sure.Well, sometimes I forget how to write the word 家, the Chinese word for home. But I just remember a roof over a pig. And I remember that in the old days, people kept pigs in their homes. So that's how I remember.
Clayton 给的这个example 非常好，就是说家这个中文字啊，他当初是怎么记的呢？是在家上面呢有个宝盖，所以呢就是屋顶的意思。那底下呢就是猪。那在以前呢，人家呢都会把猪啊，就是养在家里面，所以就靠这样的方法帮助他记忆怎么写这个家这个字。
Okay, everybody, word power is next. Stay with us.
Word power!
Well, for your memory, we're going to do word power and talk about the words that we studied today.
我们今天要透过 word power 呢，更来加强我们的记忆力，然后呢，把我们之前学那些单字记得再清楚一点。
First word, improve, improve.
Improve, 动词，增进的意思。
Reading more will improve my writing.
多阅读可以增进我们的写作能力。
The next word is puzzle. Puzzle.
Puzzle, 名词，猜谜的意思。
John likes to do word puzzles every day.
John 每天都喜欢玩字谜游戏。
It's just like my dad. He likes to do crossword puzzles every day. Okay, next word, rich. Rich.
Rich, 这也是形容词，富有的，很多的意思。
This soup is rich in taste.
这汤呢，非常非常的浓。
And the last word is work, work.
Work, 这也是当动词使用，是运作的意思。
My computer doesn't work anymore.
哎呀，我的电脑啊，没办法运作，它坏了，宕机了。
Oh, computers are always having problems. Okay, everybody, I hope you didn't have a problem with this. That's it for Word Power, but there's more to come. Stay with us.
keep in mind.
So, Clayton, what is the easiest way to eat a kiwi fruit? 这个奇异果怎么吃最简单呢？
Well, one way to do it is to cut it open and use a spoon.
切开挖肉 nom nom. I'll try that at home.
Another way of doing it is to cut off all the skin and then eat it.
另外一种方式就把皮都削掉再吃肉。But 重点 is not kiwi. But 前面 Clayton 用到 way to 动词，后来他用到 way of V-I-N-G. Are they the same?
Yes, they are the same.So, for example, we can say, there are many ways to cook an egg. Or we can say, there are many ways of cooking an egg.
那这里我们看到的就是 way to 动词还有 way of V-I-N-G 都是一模一样的。句子 there are many ways to cook an egg, 还有 there are many ways of cooking an egg, 都是煮蛋的方式有很多种。They're the same.
So, Clayton, what's next?
Well, we need to review today's lesson one more time.
Exercise your brain.
Having problems finding your keys? It's natural to forget. But there are many ways to improve your memory. Standing on your head brings more blood to your brain. Doing puzzles...also helps it get going. Eating right is important too. Fruits, like apples, are rich in vitamins. They can keep your brain healthy. Even drinking tea may help you memorize better. Besides training your brain,There are some great memory tricks. The easiest way is to say something three times in a row. Repeating something always helps you remember it. Or just make a song of what you want to remember. Music helps your memory work better. If you're better at drawing, you can also make pictures to remember.
Review time!
Well, if we want to remember everything well, we've got to review, right, Virginia?
Right.
Okay, so for review time today, we're going to do matching.
为了帮助大家再把我们过去的单词记得更熟一点，我们就来复习。所以我们现在要来玩一个连连看的游戏。
First, get better.
Get better, 更好进步的意思，所以是 improve.
Exactly.Next one is having lots of something.
Having lots of something, 拥有很多的东西，所以是丰富 rich.
Exactly. If something has lots of something, it's rich in that thing. And the last one, one after another.
One after another, 一个接一个，就是连续的意思。所以我们之前学到连续是什么呢？ In a row.
All right, three right out of three. That's great. Okay, everybody, I hope you did as well as Virginia. That's it for review time, but we have more.
Fun with phrases. In a row.
In a row. Jerry, the coach is mad at you.You missed three practices in a row.
I know, but I had so much homework.
And today, you fell down four times in a row.
My shoes made me fall down.
And Jerry, you threw the ball to the other team two times in a row.
Well, our players should move faster.
You know, Jerry, you're really special.
Oh, yeah?
No one else can make so many excuses in a row.
Just for fun.
Hello and welcome to A Plus English. Today is just for fun, and we're going to talk about a proverb. And it's a very special proverb, like all proverbs are. But first, let's find out who's in the studio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Angie.
And my name's Matt. And today's proverb reads like this. Everything must have a beginning. Well, that makes pretty good sense.
Yes, it does. I really want to be a good dancer, and I want to be a good dancer now. But this proverb, everything must have a beginning, tells me that everyone must start at the beginning. So maybe I will start as an okay dancer, and then I will get a little better and a little better with practice. And then maybe later I will be a great dancer.
Yeah, but I have a hard time learning and using this proverb because when I do something, I want to go right to the top. I want to be the best. And maybe sometimes you try to get there and you fail. Well, this would help me if I would just start from the bottom, like you said, Angie, and learn the basics and begin where I can do really well, and eventually I can be the top.
Right, because you have to learn your ABCs before you can read words, and you have to learn how to read words before you can read sentences, and pretty soon, before you know it, you'll be reading long books.
That's right. I'm trying to think back to the beginning of me on this show. I'm sure I wasn't very good, but I hope I've come a long way, listeners, and I hope you enjoy listening to me, because I started from the beginning, and now, well, I'm where I am, and I'm happy to be here reading this proverb today with you.
Me too, A-plus listeners. So keep in mind, everything must have a beginning.
That's right. And you know, everything must also have an end, just like our Just for Fun today. Well, I hope you join us next time on Just for Fun. See you then.